It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology. Feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies. No apologies. It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology. Feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies. No apologies. So get your lollies and listen to Feckology.
Alright, so this is the first episode of Feckology. I'm here with the Big Mouse. My name is Trainer. Big Mouse, why don't you tell people, firstly, why your name is Big Mouse, and secondly, why the hell are we here?
Firstly, my name is the Big Mouse because I have been spotted around my house by my two-year-old son and my father-in-law. They've spotted me upstairs, and I've been rummaging around during work hours working from home. And my father-in-law has started saying, upstairs is the Big Mouse, to my two-year-old. And then my two-year-old says, Big Mouse, Big Mouse. And they can hear me shuffling around the place. So that is where the Big Mouse comes from. And it also keeps an extra layer of anonymity on this podcast, which I didn't have on previous podcasts.
My name has always been Trainer on any podcasts we've done. And I also have Feckin' Metal now, and people know me for who I am. But that's fine. Big Mouse keeps that anonymity. It's good. I like it. I like it.
Half anonymity for one side of the co-hosting team.
So I'm going to have to get used to calling you Big Mouse, which is interesting because I'm going to naturally revert to your actual name. But we'll see how that goes. So secondly.
I didn't answer your second question.
No, you didn't.
Well, I would like to say welcome everybody to the Feckology. I was going to do an introduction. I'm not going to do it now because I don't feel comfortable doing it. But Feckology is about things we observe in Ireland, around the world. There's a bit of feck in there, a bit of Irish humour or non-humour. Watching, reflecting, giving opinions on one topic, one agreed upon topic in advance that we come to together. For the first time, and we discuss live on a recorded podcast, which you won't hear live, but you'll hear it in a playback format.
So should we tell people where we've come from? I reckon we should. Would you like to do that?
Would I like to do that? Okay, I've been given a few jobs in this new podcast. I'll do it. I'll do everything. I'll do all the heavy lifting. Only joking.
I'm busy looking up stuff on Wikipedia here, right, so I'll you do can that. Do that while I'm doing that.
So basically, we started off as a podcast called Two-Faced Fake Snakes, which was, I'm going to transition out of that voice into my normal voice. Then we went on to a new podcast, which arose during the lockdown, called Open Us, where we tried new activities each week, and then it went to each month, and then it just died a death because no one cared about the new things that we were doing. And then we went on and we did the Feckin' Check-In, which it was like a variety show. We enjoyed it, and I sprung off into different podcasts. I did Feckin' Football, Feckin' Animals. You did Feckin' Metal, which went on to be a huge success, acclaimed podcast that is still going, and I sort of drifted off into the wilderness. But I'm back with Feckology. And that was what brings us to today. So, Trainer, for the first time in Feckology history, will you lead us out on today's topic for Feckology?
Yes, I'd just like to acknowledge the fact that the name of my current podcast comes from the Feckin' Check-In, which was something that you created. So, back during Open Us, we were trying new topics or trying new things, activities every week, as you mentioned, and one of those was to do a streaming, to stream via Twitch or to stream via some other platform, I can't remember, but it was basically to do a video game streaming. I don't even know the terminology here, I'm such an old coot. Basically to play video games while streaming, is that correct?
That would be correct.
Okay, so we tried that, and you were playing Tekken at the time, and you called it Feckin' Tekken.
And yes.
Yes. And then later on, we started the Feckin' Check-In, and we did that for a long time. And then after that, I was looking for a name for my new podcast, and I decided to call it Feckin' Metal. So I'm going to give all credit to you, Big Mouse, I just forgot your name there, for giving me the idea for my own podcast. So all credit to you. All credit to you for coming up with, essentially coming up with Feckin' Metal.
I was rummaging around in the background there like a typical big mouse as you were talking there. So thank you for not being distracted. I actually left my chair.
I saw you, yes, because we're on video, yes. So I can see what exactly.
This is typical big mouse behavior.
What you're doing.
But yes, I own copyright for Feckin' Metal, and I will take a percentage cut of the profits. I have it all kind of legally behind the scenes set up, so I haven't issued you with the suit yet, but I will, and it won't be a tuxedo.
Oh, you blah. Oh. Excellent. So this is going to be a weekly podcast which focuses on one topic. It's probably going to fit somewhere in the funny observations, entertainment kernels of truth and culture that we used to do for the feckin' check-in, but it's probably going to touch on one of those, or maybe one or two of those, without being very specific about what they are or which aspect of that it's touching upon. And this week we decided to talk about a live podcast event that we went to, which was hosted by Richard Herring, a somewhat well-known comedian in the 1990s. He was famous-ish for being this comedy partner of Stuart Lee, Leon Herring. People may have heard about that. And now he's got a podcast called Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre Podcast. And that, it is actually quite a popular podcast on Spotify and various other podcast platforms. And he was doing a live version of this in the Olympia in Dublin on the 2nd of March, which we went to and we watched live. And his two guests were Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy and Tommy Tiernan, a well-known Irish stand-up comedian.
We had some reflections on this, and we thought we'd bring them together and talk about them. So one of the first reflections I had was coming in was the issue of giants when you go and sit down at these events. These are kind of, we're all sitting down in the Olympia Theatre. There's people on the stage. You kind of need to see the bottom of the stage. The interviewer and the guest are in seats. But if you have a giant in front of you, they block out your entire view of that specific part of the stage. And these giants, they might shuffle and they might lean back. And they lean back and they have no level of self-awareness whatsoever. When they lean back, they completely block out your view, or they lean to the side and block out half your view. And sometimes they tilt their heads, like, and then they block you out that way. And I am very aware of where I'm sitting. I always have like a little glance behind me to see people behind me, because I'm not small. I'm a big mouse. So that was the first thing that I always at these things, I'm always a little bit frustrated by giants and their big heads. But I suppose that's something I have to live with.
So yeah, so you had a giant sitting in front of you, obviously, is the tale, yes. Here.
There's nothing you can do, but there are a lot of giants around.
There are. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I didn't have a giant in front of me, thankfully. There were people sitting in our seats as we sat down and we had to move them. We've probably addressed that topic on a previous podcast in the past. If we haven't, well, you know the score yourself, you know, get out of our seat, etc. It's a big fucking pain in the ass when you have somebody who is a giant, who's sitting in front of you and who, as a giant, is giant.
Unaware of their giantness. That's the thing that gets me. If you're a giant, I'd kind of be scrunching down a little bit, but they've never had that problem themselves because they will always see over the person in front of them. So
yeah.
They're not in tune with it. But anyway, I don't want to get bogged down in that. We only have 10 minutes left. what was one of the bits that you wanted to bring up about this comedy / podcast event?
Well, the very format of doing a live podcast. So the word podcast has kind of been prostituted over the years. So I first started listening to podcasts in 2010. At that time, they probably weren't that popular. I liked them before they were cool, is what I'm trying to say. But prior to that, podcasts were kind of something that people who were heavily into the internet might have listened to. You know, you had to download them as an MP3 file. You listened to them on your own personal device, whatever. Now podcasts, of course, are commonplace and they are very much something that people do in their everyday lives. But we're talking about a live show in a theatre here. So the Olympia Theatre, which hosts plays, which hosts concerts, which hosts pantomimes, pantos. And you've got Richard Herring, how dare he, coming in here, telling us that he's doing a live podcast. And you're thinking to yourself, well, is it really a live podcast? I remember back in the days of the Feckin' Check-In when we had Tony Kelly, the wrestling commentator slash actor, who came on and he said, well, we were talking about funny observations, entertainment, culture, and kernels of truth, as we did back in that podcast. And one of his funny observations was the term pod. So people had shortened the word podcast down to the term pod. And he was like, well, it's not pod, is it? It's not pod, really, because it came from iPod, you know, and that was the device you listened to a podcast on. So if anything, it should be cast. And actually, I took that to heart. And when I was coming up with my own handle for Twitter, I put Feckin' Metal Cast rather than Feckin' Metal Pod. So Tony, if somehow you're listening, even now, thank you very much for that. But Feckin' Metal Pod wouldn't have been a goer for me. It was Feckin' Metal Cast. And you're thinking to yourself, you're sitting down interviewing somebody, it's a live show. Is this really a podcast?
I think that's a very good point. And there was no mention of the podcast. There was no introduction. There was no, we're streaming this live as part of this podcast. There was no, it was just like an interview, and there was two separate interviews. There was no setup for sound, which would, like, there was no like microphones that you would probably use for a podcast. There was no
boom mic.
And yes, so we were conned, and it wasn't. Do you think that podcast or that live event will ever be on the air as a podcast?
Well, here's the second thing I wanted to say. So I haven't really listened, when I say really, I mean at all, listened to Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. I've never listened to an episode of it. So perhaps that is currently an episode right now, and I'm oblivious to that fact because I'm an ignorant fuck who just went to the live show and didn't actually...
I just assumed that it wasn't a podcast. I would say what supports the probability of you being correct is that this is a tour that he's doing, these live events, like, in a row, isn't it? He's on a UK and Ireland tour. So it's unlikely that all of those would be a podcast.
Unlikely but possible. Let me quickly Google this to see if it's an actual episode yet. Richard Herring's...
While you're doing that, I could do the history of this podcast a bit more or something.
Go on, yeah, do that there.
So we met up and we decided on various ideas, and this was the one we landed on, Feckology. We wanted something that we could listen back to in 5 years or 15 years and talk about different topics in that way.
I'm going to interrupt you there because this isn't very interesting.
It's not. It was filler.
Richard Herring. Thanks for that filler. So since we went to see him, he's had Kat Jarman, Matt Lucas, Ross Noble, Joe Hedwig, Tewin, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Edgar Wright on his podcast, but he hasn't had Neil Hannon, nor has he had Tommy Tiernan on his podcast. So presumably they won't be guests in the future, but maybe they will, who knows?
The jury is out on Herring. What he's doing, his motives, his trustworthiness. The Big Mouse and Trainer will keep an eye on this and get back to you, listener, on this.
Exactly. But I was going to ask you then, what did you think, regardless of whether or not it's a podcast, it was a live show, what did you think of the live show format?
I thought it was good. I thought the interviews were good in that, but it's very dependent on who the guest is. That's one thing I took away from it. I thought Tommy Tiernan, who's a stand-up comedian, who's used to being on stage, he was able to take a question and sort of have almost a stand-up bit about it ready, and he was able to engage the whole audience. Whereas Neil Hannon was reacting like you or I would, or a normal person would, just answering questions. And some of the answers were interesting and some of them weren't. So I thought it was a bit, the first part of it, I thought it was a bit boring. And then the one with Tommy Tiernan was good, but it wasn't due to the format. It was due to Tommy Tiernan. That was kind of my take on it.
Very good. I also felt that Tommy Tiernan was more interesting than Neil Hannon. I'm a big fan of Neil Hannon. I'm a big fan of the Divine Comedy. And I always felt that he was funny in the between song banter aspects of his live concert, but I didn't think that stretched to being an interviewee on a stage. I thought he was witty and funny, but perhaps didn't have the length of answers that Tommy Tiernan did, and didn't have the material in store or in stock that he could kind of unleash when asked a question.
I think it's a lot to ask for someone like him, who's a funny man, who's also a musician. Like, unless you're, like, if he was a really famous musician, maybe, and we were really like a fan of the band he was in, and we were all like diehard fans, then that would be a really interesting interview in that format. But marketing it as part of sort of a comedy event is, I think, a little bit putting pressure on him to deliver something.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am a fairly big fan of his band. I went to see the Divine Comedy back in December in Dublin, and 2 years before that, and a few years before that. But at the same time, yeah, it's, I reckon he would have been funnier had it been an audio podcast, and if he hadn't have had the pressure of the live audience there looking at every single word he says and kind of judging him by every fucking syllable that he uttered.
And he's there pretending that it's a normal conversation, but you can sense it's a little bit pressured. Like, like when he goes to talk, he's like picking up the microphone. It's not a boom mic, it's a standard microphone that he's has to like pretend it's a real conversation. And yeah, and I don't think Herring knew him that well as well, so it's not as if they have like a banter between them that they can rely on. So it's more like an interview, that like an interview sometimes are interesting and sometimes they're not. And it went on for 45 minutes or an hour, maybe, that first bit, maybe an hour. It was actually a bit long for an interview.
And I suppose that's the nature of the beast when you're interviewing people. I've certainly found it. And in general, if you're doing something like that, so Richard Herring is going around from city to city now, and in each case he has two interviewees in his live show, and he's doing about 45 minutes to an hour with each. So some of them are going to be hits and some of them are going to be misses. Anyway, I think that's got to probably wrap this up, because this is how fucking quick we're doing this now.
I just have one final point just to squeeze in. We're on the 18 minute mark. I liked Tommy Tiernan's point. The difference now between when he was younger is that society is listening to young people. Young people are now in charge. And he was referring to, like, it can be a bit of a cliche now, older male comedians giving out about transgender and wokeness and all that stuff. And that's, it's become completely overdone. But I thought that was an interesting take he had on it, the way he phrased it, that when younger people were rebelling or trying to change society, people didn't really listen to them, or just, they just told them to shut up. Whereas now the older people, someone like him, who's in his 50s, I think, he has to listen to the 18-year-old. I just thought that was a funny way of looking at it. Like, and he's the idiot and the 18-year-old is the wise one. And I don't know if that's happened before in society. So I thought that was an interesting point.
Very good point, actually, yeah. And it's something I remember from the show as well, yeah. So it's basically, I think he was saying that the 18-year-old to the maybe the mid-20-year-olds have the voice now. Whereas in the past, maybe before social media, it was the older people who had the voice, because social media didn't exist, and it was like lads in the office, lads down the pub, etc., etc. But now it's like the younger people are active online and they're very vocal about what they think and how they feel. And yeah, the younger people kind of have the voice now. Where do we sit? We're probably in the middle of that, I reckon.
Yeah, we're not quite old cantankerous. We're just more confused. We don't know what's going on. We're trying to do the right thing and say the right thing, but I don't know. Go on. I was just going to say that point about like the young people have the platform now to set the agenda, and the older people are the idiots.
Well, I had a point to make there when I interrupted you, but I can't remember now.
Oh my Bollocks. God.
It's going to be good.
Oh my God, we've run out of time.
It was going to be good. I was going to interrupt and I was going to say something really intelligent and witty, and I can't remember what that was. So on that note,
yeah, we will have to leave that to the listener to fill in the blanks and write into our new Twitter page, which we don't have yet, but contact us on Feckology.
Well, we don't have that yet.
Cast. Or something.
We don't have it yet.
We don't have it yet.
We don't have it yet.
Trainer will put it up on Feckin' Metal or something, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna get social media going after this episode. We don't have it yet, but we will get there. We're gonna have social media, most likely Twitter, possibly something else. Who knows? When those accounts are set up, we will inform you, the listener, whoever happened to listen to this, probably by accident. Thank you very much for listening. We're gonna leave it there. To me, any final thoughts for the listener?
I would like to use a phrase just to annoy you in a funny way. This was a whistle stop tour of that comedy event.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology. Feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies. No apologies. It's Trainer and the Big Mouse in your feckin' house with feckology. Feckology. The observations that we make and promises we break with no apologies. No apologies. So get your lollies and listen to Feckology.